So I trade in the currency of joy. And today, our stock is pretty low. When you bring up a conversation about joy in this world with all of its messiness and its hardship, people don't want to hear it. Think about it. We have terrorist attacks. We have police brutality. We have Brexit, the Syrian refugee crisis. Climate change is endangering our entire planet. And when you say, hey, let's have a conversation about joy in that kind of a setting, people look at you like you're some kind of doe-eyed utopian hippie. And don't get me wrong, I love flower crowns like the next person, but I'm not a hippie. I am the CEO of Soul Pancake, which is a media company that is a little different from other media companies. We create daily original video content that is inspiring, uplifting. Sometimes it's super deep, sometimes it's touching and emotional, but almost every single time it is about joy. And what we've learned in creating this content, and what I've learned, is that joy is actually one of the most powerful and one of the most overlooked forces on the planet for creating change. Joy, literally, when it infects minds and hearts, can bring about so much change. It can change people, it can change purpose, it can change minds, and it has changed me. I am proof of it. So a little bit about me. I am a journalist by training. I studied journalism. And when I was in grad school studying journalism, I wrote a thesis. And I wrote this thesis about the need for media to cover spiritual and philosophical topics in a way that would make them cool and relevant. I thought there had to be a way to talk about deeper topics without it feeling like you're at a yoga retreat and you need images of sunsets and birds flying. I was like, no. We can make these topics more cool and relevant. And so I write this thesis and I write it up, type it up, turn it in, and then pack it up and put it in my parents' garage. 7 years later, I am living in Washington, D.C., working as a journalist, and I hear on NPR this actor, Rainn Wilson, from The Office, and he's talking about this company he's going to start, this website called Soul Pancake, and it's going to make spiritual and philosophical topics cool again. And I thought, oh my God, Rainn Wilson stole my idea. And I was so angry. I was really upset. I was like, what? That's not okay. Now, at the time, I don't know that anyone would necessarily describe me as a joyful person. I think my family and my friends would probably describe me more as an Eeyore than a Tigger. I also, at the time, was going through a breakup. Work was really crappy. I was working in the housing industry, so I had literally laid off a bunch of people in the last year. It was right at the recession, 8-9 years ago. And so that was happening. And then, of course, my mom calls me and says, hey, I want the whole family to go on a religious pilgrimage. And I'm a Baha'i, and a lot of our holy places are in Haifa, Israel. And so she wanted our whole family to get together and go to Israel and do this religious pilgrimage. And here I was. Rainn had just stolen my idea. I was in a breakup. I was laying off people at work. And I was like, I don't want to go do this. And I was just decidedly against it. But of course, mom was saying, you have to come. So I went. And I remember sitting in these temples in Israel. I went to Israel with Rainn's interview still ringing in my ears. And I went there, and my parents and my siblings were dutifully praying and worshiping and meditating in these Baha'i temples. And I was brooding in the corner. I was very unhappy. I was upset. I was frustrated. And an interesting thing happened. Over the course of that time, my brooding turned into resolve, and my unhappiness turned into determination. And I left Israel, and I said to myself, I am going to find a way to be part of Soul Pancake. I was determined. I decided Soul Pancake was my professional soulmate, and I was going to become a part of it. So I reached out to everyone I knew who was still in LA, and somebody put me in touch with the Soul Pancake team. And I reached out, and I said, I really want to help. I am a journalist. I make content. That's what I do. And they said, awesome. We've got this technology, bells and whistles. We're going to launch soon. We don't really have our content figured out. And I was like, perfect. 3 weeks later, we launched Soul Pancake, and that was 8 years ago. So this is how I got involved in Soul Pancake. But at the very beginning, it was actually really hard. We're out there with this mission of we want to tackle life's big questions, and we want to tackle spiritual and philosophical topics, and we're going to make it inspiring and uplifting and super joyful. And we would walk into these rooms and sit in these presentations with agents and managers, and we'd say, this is going to be great, right? And they'd look at us and say, like, yeah, that's nice. you guys are going to make really feel-good content. It's going to be super earnest, and guess what? No one's going to watch it. And we were like, man, but we really believed we had something. And the thing is, they were wrong, because we have been able to amass an audience around this type of content. But they were also right, because at the time, we were creating content that was frankly a little bit heavier. We were creating a lot of documentary content, some artist profiles, interviews, and we had this meeting. We all gathered together. Rain said, we need to meet. Well, the content isn't quite breaking through the way we want it to. And we sat down, we had this meeting, and in it, we were trying to figure out what we could do. And we came across this quote from the Baha'i writings that says, joy gives us wings. In times of joy, our strength is more vital, our intellect keener, and our understanding less clouded. Joy gives us wings. It uplifts, it inspires. And we said, ah, that's it. We were sitting in this meeting, and I'll never forget one of our co-founders, Devin Gundry, says, that's what we're missing. It's joy. We can't make inspiring content and not have joy in it. So we decided, yes, we're going to create more joy in our content. We're going to inject more joy. And as miracles would have it, literally 2 weeks later, we were introduced to a little boy named Robbie Novak, who some of you may know as Kid President.
We're changing the world, y'all!
I don't know it all, but I know a few things. It's time to be more awesome.
I can't be awesome.
It was magical.
What's this called?
The pencil sharpener.
I like it.
Treat everybody like it's a birthday.
This is nice, people. You got air coming through your nose. The heartbeat. That means it's time to do something. Am I getting everybody? Am I getting everybody?
Let's change the future.
Create something that will make the world awesome.
Thank you. So what a lot of people don't know about Kid President is that actually this is the story of two brothers. Robbie, who plays Kid President, and his older brother-in-law, Brad Montague. Now, Robbie was actually born with a brittle bone condition called osteogenesis imperfecta. He has broken more than 80 bones since he was a baby. But that little boy that you see in the videos is exactly how he is in real life. He does not know how to sit still. He does not know how to not smile and not want to dance at the drop of a beat. That is just how he is. And Brad saw this little boy who had so many challenges, and he thought, God, there's nothing in my life that should prevent me from feeling this kind of joy if he can do it. And he wanted to bottle that in the content. And for us, when we were introduced to Brad and Robbie and we heard that story, we said, you know what? That is exactly the kind of joy we want to trade in. It is the joy that despite the hardships, despite the difficult parts of life, can make your decisions and your judgment so much different. And so we started creating content with Kid President. Now, what has been interesting in doing this kind of joy work, joy-based work, is that I usually get asked two key questions. The first one is, so describe exactly what this whole joy thing is. Is that happiness? Is joy the same thing as happiness? And the second question that I get asked is, how do you bring more joy into your life? So I'm going to answer both those questions. The first question, what exactly is this joy you're talking about? Joy is not the same thing as happiness. Happiness is actually a feeling. It's an emotion. You find $20 in your jeans when you take them out of the laundry and you're like, score, you're happy, right? When you swipe right on a dating app and you get a match, you're happy. But that feeling goes. It comes and it goes. It's like sadness or anger or frustration. It's a feeling, it's an emotion. It comes and it goes. The type of joy we're talking about is that internal state of contentment that allows you to deal with life, to be detached from outcomes, to focus on future rather than being paralyzed by the moment that you're in. So, when you have a car accident or you find out your grandfather has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you have those same feelings of hardship and sadness and difficulty that other humans experience. But if you approach that from a place of joy, it can actually change the way you think about how to deal with those struggles and your response to it. And the thing is, people are thirsty for this kind of joy. We are hungry for it in this world. It's the reason that so much of what we share online, what we share with the people around us, is joyful content. We're more prone to share cat videos than we are videos of people suffering. Why is that? It is because we are all influencers in our own right. Whether you have 50 friends, you have 500 friends, or 5 million friends, you have a sphere of influence. And who doesn't want to be the person who brings a smile or a feeling of positivity to those around you? We all want to be the person who brings joy to the people around us. And so that feeling is so, we're so thirsty for it. Which brings me to the second question, how? How do you bring more joy into your life? How do you embrace that? So a lot of social scientists and positive psychologists will tell you that one of the key ways to bring more joy into your life is to embrace certain principles: gratitude, compassion, service. There was a study done out of the University of Chicago. He brought in a bunch of college students, and they gave them some tests to measure their level of contentment and joy and happiness and such. And then they sent them out for the weekend with instructions, and they said, go out and make yourself super happy, and then come back. And they went out for the weekend, and what did they do? They threw parties, they hooked up with people, they drank, they just had a great time. And they came back the following week, and they took this same test. They had mixed up the questions. And the results were that almost across the board, all of them had lower levels of contentment and happiness. So then they sent them out again, and they said, okay, now this weekend, we want you to go out and we want you to do an act of service. We want you to do something for someone else. And so all these kids went out and they bought cups of coffee for people. They helped a friend move. They gave someone a ride to the airport. They did little acts of service. And they came back and took another test around their level of contentment. And lo and behold, almost universally again, everyone's happiness levels had increased. They had increased to the point that they were higher than when they first came in before the experiment. So those little actions like service and compassion and gratitude, scientists have proven, can contribute to more joy and more contentment in your life. But the thing that I have personally found most helpful is this quote. Comparison is the thief of joy. It's a quote attributed to Theodore Roosevelt, and it's one of the things that I use quite a bit to guide my own approach to being a more joyful person and living with more joy. And I love this quote. It's one of my favorite. Because I think when we live in this strange world where everyone is on social media putting forth the best versions of themselves all the time, it can be so easy to fall into that trap of, well, I don't have this or I don't have that, and look what this person has. And that comparison deprives you of the ability to find joy in your own life. When I was sitting in that temple in Israel, brooding in the corner that I wasn't a celebrity and my life choices had not led me to launch Soul Pancake, I was comparing myself to someone else. And it wasn't until I made the decision to say, you know what? I have something to offer. I have so many skills of my own. I am going to be detached from the outcome of this. I'm going to try. And I'm going to do my best to be a part of this and be of service in that way. But I'm going to be detached from the outcome. It wasn't until I did that that I was able to bring more joy into my life. Kid President, that little boy has so much against him. He could step outside and break his leg tomorrow, and yet he approaches every day with the, well, there's nothing I can do about it, so I'm going to live the most full life I can. Kid President does it. I think I did it in that random trip of mine. And Soul Pancake tries to do this every single day. And we have seen the influence of that in changing the world. Our audience has grown to more than 9 million fans. We have almost 500 million in video views on our content. And most importantly, our audience has stepped up to donate meals to the hungry, funds to cancer research, food for hungry, pets in shelters, socks to the homeless. And they have taken it upon themselves to embrace those pillars of joy and to live it out in action. So I do believe joy can change the world. And it can infect minds and hearts. And at the very least, it can change your own personal world. Thank you.